Good day. I'm
roll
Doug
camera.
McKenzie. Take off roll
I
camera.
I want to do that.
There's no camera in here.
Roll tape.
I got to give them my theory on movies, eh?
Where's Beers?
I'll find him.
Level 5.
Plus, he had a mutant.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So, good day. Welcome to Strange Brood, the Fleshy-Headed Minute. I am Lee McCormick, and this is my co-host, BJ Cramp.
How's it going, eh?
And today's topic is episode 38, minute 33.
Have a good game, eh?
Stocky, you hosers.
Cover your shorts. Don't get deep. Stick on the ice.
We got Bob and Doug skating off to their respective goals. Bob's in the white, and as he's skating by, it's cool. He kind of, Rosie takes his position there at his, on the line there. And as he's skating by, Bob kind of is like, gives him a smack with a little good game tap with his stick right on the shin. He's like, have a good game, eh? Like, Bob's a great team player. Like, everybody would want a guy like Bob on the team, right? Supportive, right? And Doug in the black outfit, right? He skates to the opposite end, up to his net. No encouraging words from Doug, though, right, to his teammates, because they're like the dark side, right? They don't need to support each other that way.
Yeah, Doug's still in character.
Exactly, yeah.
Doug Vader, yeah.
How can you not when you got a mask like that, right?
Yeah.
We cut to Ted in the bunker. He's at the console there of the keyboard there, and he starts playing these riffs on the keyboard, right? A close shot of the control panel on the left that I mentioned, right? It's like audio panel. We see, like, there's clear level meters there, audio meters and stuff like that. And as Ted is playing on the keyboard, it seems like each musical riff he plays seems to cause a unique reaction to the players, right? Like, one melody is like, okay, line up, get ready. The next lick that he plays, the players kind of face off at center ice. We see a close-up of the players getting ready, right, zooming in on their masks. And everybody's got one of these goalie masks down, right? Usually the players have their faces visible, and only the goalies have that protective mask. But everybody's got this kind of Pelle Lindbergh-style goalie mask down, even the forward players. Heavy breathing by the players, they're poised to play. We hear another organ lick, and we see above, we see this puck, this white puck, actually. It's not even black, it's a white puck. It rolls out of this kind of automated, this overhead like speaker that's there in the center of the arena, and it kind of drops this puck from above. We get a cool overhead bird's eye view there. Puck drops, and the players just crash into each other, right? Not even any stick handling. No one knows where the puck is. The players just kind of crash into each other like almost like a football play as soon as the puck drops. Very violent, right? They look like football players rather than hockey players here, checking players and into the beer cases and everything, right?
Yeah.
And I noticed there's no hockey boards here either, right? Like, I took a close look at the ice, and it looks like, I don't know if what they did. Can, like, when you're at a hockey arena, can you remove the boards? Like, the boards are gone. It just looks like like the whole floor is ice, and then they have like stacks and stacks of beer cases all around as like, I don't know, they're the boards, I guess, in this case.
Yeah, the beers, the boards, yeah.
Yeah. So instead of the players getting checked into the boards, the players are actually getting checked into these beer cases, right? We see them fall all over, there's bottles clinking and stuff like that. There's one move where the guy actually takes a stick and he dumps, you know, a stack of beer cases on this player as they're falling down, kind of thing, right? Get a shot cut to Doug in his goal there, and he lifts his mask up and he's like, where's the puck? Right? And it's like this white puck. So how is he going to find it? And he's like, oh, there it is, kind of thing, right? Now, I mentioned the last minute that, you know, I always played goalie, BJ, when I was playing a lot of road hockey as a kid, floor hockey at school kind of thing. I was always the goalie, and I used to quote a lot of these lines, right? So I was always like in the net going, where's the puck? Where's the puck? Where's the puck, right? A couple of lines coming up here that I stole from Bob, too. We see all five of the white players skate towards Doug in unison, like they're just going to attack mode kind of thing, right? And they stop right at the top of the goal crease, right? Just as another organ lick is kind of heard. And then Doug's like, the power of the force stopped you, you hosers.
Yeah.
Right, that's another great line I used playing road hockey and floor hockey, right? So then the white players, who kind of froze there, they're standing still. And we see the knockdown black players that got knocked into the beer cases. They start to finally get up, right? The organ sounds, more licks are playing. And then all the black players start charging toward Bob's goal. Now, Bob's getting set, right? You see him rocking back and forth in the net, right? He's getting set. He's like, cover your short side. Don't get deep. Stick on the ice. Right? Great lines, yeah. Right? So he's got
all of his coaching. He's remembering, like, all the...
Yeah.
All of his coaching that he's had. Yeah.
Cover your short side, right? So short side is usually the blocker side, right? So with a goalie, you have one hand's got a glove on it. The other hand's got a blocker. The blocker is holding the stick. And I think they call that the short side because there's a shorter space to score on that side because he's got the blocker and the stick on that side, right? So he's like, cover your short side. Now, I used to always think he said, don't get deep. But I was watching this with the captions on, and it says, don't get beaten. So I don't know how accurate that is. Either works. You know, I was thinking don't get deep, like don't get too deep in your crease, right? Kind of come out to your goal crease.
Yeah, that's what I thought he said, too.
Yeah, don't get too deep. Too deep in the net, right? You want to kind of go out in the crease to cut down the angles on the shot, right?
Yeah, I think that's definitely what he says.
Don't get deep, yeah. He's like, stick on the ice. I always say that, right? Stick on the ice. Because you could be in net and you don't realize that your goal stick is not, like, flat on the ice. Because if that way a puck could slip by, right? So you want stick on the ice, right? Keep stick on the ice. Great lines.
Yeah.
So the black players are charging towards Bob here in net, but they don't stop at the crease, right? The power of the force doesn't stop these hosers, right? They crash all the way into Bob, knocking him down, right? But all through this, like, I'm still wondering, like, where's the puck? I haven't seen the puck since it dropped from the overhead dispenser thing there, right?
Well, Ted is, you know, Ted has seen what is testing his control.
His
you know,
his commands, certain licks.
He made
right?
them stop. He made the players that were skating towards Doug, he made them stop and not attack Doug. But now he's making these players attack Bob. It's like he's you know, testing all of how the music and the drug interact or whatever the hell's going on here.
Right. Previously, when they were doing those tests, conducting the tests, and they were showing how it works to Brewmeister Smith, like object A will attack object B, or black will attack white, or vice versa kind of thing, right? So that I guess that's why they have distinct colors here, right? Black, white, obviously these two teams are going to clash. So that's it, man. The white players go crashing into Bob, right? And the goal goes sliding back, right? Off its moorings. Is that what they call the goal moorings or whatever? Go sliding back. Bob gets crashed down. Bob, and you hear Bob yell, "Arr!" Right? And that's it, man. That's it for this minute. We're in the middle of this game or this fight on ice, this game, this experiment.
Yeah, it was funny how Bob was taking it so seriously, and then they just skated into it. It's a big dog pile in the goal.
He was hoping for a good game, right? Like he's got got the moves. Obviously, he's played goal before, right? You know, even Doug's looking for the puck. He can't find the puck, and then he sees it. He's like, "Oh, there it is," kind of thing, right? But it's just basically a fight here, a football kind of fight on ice. And that's it for this minute. And we'll talk to you hosers next time.
Take off.
Okay, that clears up a lot of things for me.